Psychedelic feeling. Do you have it? Well, just stick around. We'll get you there. That was The Krells, K-R-E-L-S, The Krells, from Alderson, West Virginia, out there in the sticks, and they were talking about it, too. That was the B-side to their 1967 single, It Could Have Been, on Available Records. And of course, I think you know what's happening right now. It's the fuzz. It's Saturday, it's 10 a.m., and it is the very first fuzz of the fall semester. I'm very excited. Thank you for joining me. We got lots and lots and lots of music today. For example, The Undertakers coming up next. It's My Time is the name of their 1966 single. Actually, it's the B-side to their song Unchain My Heart on Studio 7. They are from Amarillo, Texas. Following that will be Mickey Most and the Gear, recorded in 1964. The song's called That's All Right, but Columbia Records released it in 1965 as a single. And actually, the B-side to this single hit pretty big. It was called Money Honey. They were from the UK. Then we're getting in actually into some 80s garage revival pretty early. I usually save that stuff for the end, but we're going to jump right into it with The Creeps. Ain't No Square is the name of the song. They were from Sweden, active from the years 1982 to 1997. This song, Ain't No Square, featured on their 1986 LP, Enjoy the Creeps. That released simultaneously on several labels, including Star Records, Victoria, Tracks on Wax, and Fab Records. Then finally, we will hear from The Projectiles, Some Things Never Change, 1985 single on Jargon Records. The band is from Rochester. Feel free to call in, 225-578-5578. Let me know what you want to hear next week. Yes, every Saturday is a fuzz Saturday. Although, I will be gone a couple Saturdays in October. I'm in some geology field courses, and I got a Permian Basin to explore. Yeah. But never mind that now. Here is The Undertakers. It's My Time. We're starting off kind of rowdy here, and then we'll slip into the psychedelic. Here it is.
My life has been wasted through my younger years. My heart
baby. All that remained was strife. For a while I thought my life was doomed. I paced the floors of my self-made tomb. But now I sense the times are starting to boom. My burden.
That was The Boogeyman, Are You Afraid? The song was called You've Got No Scruples. It was released in 1992 on a three-track EP with Detour Records. The group is a 90s mod rock garage revival group from a city in France that I cannot pronounce and I'm not even gonna try. Yes, indeed. Coming up, we're going to hear from Rupert's People. This is a B-side to a single that came out in 1967 called A Prologue to a Magic World. The song we're hearing is called Dream on My Mind or Dream in My Mind. I've seen both ways written out. There seems to be a discrepancy, but the dream is happening somewhere within the vicinity of a mind. Yes. They were from the UK. Following that, we're going to hear from Strawberry Window. This is a pretty good song, I think. It's called Mercury. The band originally was known as Dandelion Wine, and they came from Oakland in the late 60s. But they renamed themselves the Strawberry Window and recorded a full-length LP in the 60s that never got a release until 2009 on the label World in Sound. But while they were Dandelion Wine, they had a single on Dandelion Records. So presumably that was just their own production. And while I don't know for certain, my suspicion is that Dandelion Wine may have been from the Ray Bradbury novel, which is a good one. I'd recommend it. Weird things happen in it, but it's also nostalgic. Following Strawberry Window, we're going to hear from a group called Clear Light. And at this point, we'll have slipped in something, and you're just going to have to take the tumble. You'll see what I mean. The song is called Sand by Clear Light. It's off their 1967 self-title album with Elektra. The group was from Los Angeles and broke up shortly after the release of this debut album. Then finally, Josephus with their song I'm Getting On. It was off their 1970 self-titled debut with Mainstream Records, a hard rock psych group from Houston, Texas. Yes, indeed. I hope you're enjoying the show here. You know, we're kind of going backwards in the sense that the pattern I usually follow of starting off with old garage and then more psychedelic stuff and then the revival, we're going a little bit backwards here, where we're starting off with more of the revival garage, and then some trippy things. And then, you know, we'll lock back in later. But here's Rupert's People, Dream on My Mind.
eternal
That was The Litter, a band we've all heard before. This was off their 1969 album, Emerge, with Probe Records. The song was called Journeys. And I think we're on one. They're from Minneapolis, formed in 1966, best known for their song Action Woman. And I think that was actually played during one of my very first episodes of The Fuzz here on KLSU. Coming up, another band we know well on this show, Ultimate Spinach. And the reason I'm playing this song in particular, it's off their first album from 1968 on MGM Records, is I just picked up a copy of this album. The song we're going to hear is called Sacrifice of the Moon. And I've mentioned every time this band comes on, the Bosstown sound movement, where there was an attempt to have Boston become a competing hub of psychedelic rock, oppositional to the Bay Area and California. Following that, we're going to hear St. John Green, another band we know. We're going to hear their song Goddess of Death. This was also from 1968 off their self-titled album. It's a well-loved psychedelic rock record released with Flick Disc Records, notably produced by Kim Fowley and Michael Lloyd in the Topanga Canyon scene of Los Angeles. And the members of the band, St. John Green, actually met as students of Pasadena City College. And I know people that went there. After that, Strange Walkin' Man by Mandrake Paddle Steamer, a British psych band active from 1966 to 1972. The single released on Parlophone in 1969, it's called Strange Walkin' Man. I don't remember if I said that yet. And they put out some posthumous comps later on, but they never had an LP release during their active years, Mandrake Paddle Steamer. And then finally, The Misunderstood with their song I Can Take You to the Sun, 1966 single on Fontana Records. They were from Riverside, California, originally known as the Blue Notes, before they met with John Peel, famous radio personality John Peel, or more so he might have been famous for the bands that he hosted and worked with out there in the UK. So after meeting up with him, the Misunderstood moved to the UK and changed their name. Yes, indeed. First we're going to hear Ultimate Spinach, Sacrifice of the Moon, off their debut album, Ultimate Spinach. I hope you enjoy. I like this band very much, and you may know that because they have a song called Mind Flowers, which for a period of time was a fuzz anthem. I think I played it probably four or five times in a single semester just because I was sort of obsessed with it. But feel free to call in. The number is 225-578-5578. Let me know what you want to hear next week. Otherwise, here's the Sacrifice of the Moon. Just sit back, relax, don't think too much about it. Let the fuzz wash over you.
walked into the endless valley, looking back in tears while the echoes of life faded from our ears. We walked into the cold silence, being careful not to step on those who had passed out there in previous times, or the rotted bones of those who could never return. And I ask, why are we here? 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 Why are we here?
Steps on my lawn, he cried, I can't understand. My love left just before the dawn. From velvet valleys of dreams, by her leaving I was drawn, and in my sorrow it seems that I'm too blind to see the dawn. The misty morning heard his cry, tears from his poor wasted eyes. My love went with the sunrise. Wish I could see the sunrise. Wish I could see the sun today. How could I stand and explain the truth to his blind, trusting eyes? But could I love her again, knowing I'd want her love with life?
About that. That was The Freeborn with Hurtin' Kind of Woman. That came off their 1968 album Peak Impressions with Monitor Records. That's more of the Bosstown sound from Boston, Massachusetts, the 60s psychedelic rock they had going on. It's 11 a.m. and you're listening to The Fuzz on 91.1 KLSU, Baton Rouge. And this is the place, this is the spot, this is the time for 60s garage rock, acid rock, psychedelic, freak beat, proto-punk, a little bit of hard psych, a little bit of 60s revival. Sometimes we step into the early 70s psychedelic with the heavier stuff. You know what I mean? Coming up, we're going to hear Wind and Stone by the United Travel Service, 1967 on Ryden Records. They were from Portland, Oregon, having formed in 1966. Then we're going to hear from The Omen. The song's called Once Upon a Taste, also from 1967. It was a single on Ascot Records. They were from Mahopac, New York. Mahopac, New York. Mahopac, Mahopac? I don't know. Then The Looking Glasses, Visions is the name of the song. Another 1967 single. We're all about those 1967 singles for the next 12 minutes. This is on Independence Records. The band is from Los Angeles. And then, one of my personal favorites, The Human Expression. I'll try not to pop on you anymore. The Human Expression, Calm Me Down is the name of the song. It's the B-side to their 1967 single, Optical Sound, on Accent Records. Also featured on the 2010 comp, Love at Psychedelic Velocity, with Psychedelic Records. But Psychedelic C-I-C-adelic. Love at Psychedelic Velocity was the name of their most well-known track, and so they named the compilation after that song. The band was from Orange County. I hope you're enjoying the show. Let me know what you want to hear next week. Every Saturday, 10 a.m. is The Fuzz. Summer fuzzing is over, but we're getting into the fall semester now, and we're going steady, you and me and The Fuzz. The number to our beloved radio station is 225-578-5578. If you feel like yapping, I'll yap with you. But for now, here's United Travel Service from Portland. Wind and Stone is the name of the song. Yeah. Do you feel it? Do you feel the fuzz?
spoiling your plan. But I won't be a wealthy man. The wind in the forest does far more for me than your plastic society.
inside you. Our Lady in a happy mood. Her hair was gold, her eyes were made of jade, and on her dulcimer she played.
Thank you.
That was the Jujus, and not the bad juju when you break a mirror or walk under a ladder, but the rare good Jujus. The Jujus from Grand Rapids, Michigan. 1966, they released that single, I'm Really Sorry. It was on United Records. Yes, indeed. I hope you're enjoying the show. You know, I'd say if I had to take a guess, rough estimate, approximation, extrapolate, carry the number, put it over here next to this other number. We're about 2/3 of the way through the show here today, right now, on the Fuzz on 91.1. Those are also numbers. Yes, we're going to hear another song. Are you ready? It's by a group called Fire. The song's name is Father's Name is Dad. It was a 1968 single on Decca. They were from the UK, active from 1967 to 1970. Following that, The Miracle Makers, 1967 on Pyramid Records. We've heard from Pyramid plenty of times. We're going to hear their song Too Bad. They were from North Carolina. Following that, a Bob Dylan cover. It's by a group called Pacific Ocean. Subterranean Homesick Blues is the song they're covering. The Pacific Ocean released this cover on the album Purgatory in 1968 on VMC Records. The band had been around for about a year at that point, and they were active in the Los Angeles area. Following the Pacific Ocean, we're going to hear another song from St. John Green, Spirit of Now. 1968 on their self-titled album. Again, well-loved psychedelic rock album here with Flick Disc Records. Yeah, pretty cool album cover too. It's got like a dragon on it or something. It's pretty cool. I hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to call in. Let me know what you want to hear next week. 225-578-5578. Speaking of Bob Dylan, we mentioned Bob Dylan, and recently I watched Walk Hard, the Dewey Cox story, and always that has been drummed up as like this really, 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 really funny movie, and I needed to see it. And the only part of the movie I had ever seen was the part where Jack White plays Elvis Presley, and when I watched it, that was still like the best part of the movie to me. And I was kind of disappointed. I think it just really, really was overhyped. However, I did enjoy the mocking of Bob Dylan that took place in the movie. I thought it was funny. Also, the Beatles were funny. But never mind that. Here's Fire by Fire. Father's Name is Dad is the name of the song by the band Fire from the UK. Here it is, 1968, single on Decca from the UK. Father's Name is Dad by Fire. Thanks for listening.
had your chance. If you wanted my loving, why'd you break our romance? It's too bad, too bad, too bad. But he told you he loved you, just another foolish lie. Oh, but you're here now, and pretty soon we'll say goodbye. But it's too bad, too bad, too bad. He said he loved you, said he'd be true. I know he said the same things, baby, to a girl like you. Now you want me, baby, and you want me back. I can tell by your face, girl, it looks a lot like mine. But it's too bad. Too bad. He said he loved you, said it'd be true. But now he's gone, baby, and I pity you. Now you want me, baby, and you want me back. I can tell by your too bad. It's too bad. Too bad. Too bad.
John is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. The man is something you did. God knows when, but you do it.
You know this, but you just were contacted by a underground secret society known as the Alphabetical Order. I believe they follow a numerical code. That was the band Alphabetical Order. My Little Red Book is the name of the song, and the name of the band makes the line "I went from A to Z" all the more entertaining. But you might know, My Little Red Book is not their song. Actually, it was first done by Love. However, the Alphabetical Order came from Louisville, Kentucky. They released their cover in 1967 on Lemco. And we're going to hear from the Alphabetical Order again, right now, with another cover of Under My Thumb. Yes, indeed. Following that, we're going to hear The Spontaneous Generation. Up in My Mind is the name of the song. We got a couple of fun band names back to back there, the Alphabetical Order and the Spontaneous Generation. Spontaneous Generation released their single Up In My Mind in 1968 on Fever Records. They were from Atlanta, Georgia. And while this was their only single, it did cause quite a wave. You might recognize it because we've heard it before. We've also heard Starvation by the Golden Dawn, and we'll be hearing it again. It's off the album Power Plant, which originally was supposed to be the name of the band, and the name of the album was supposed to be The Golden Dawn, but the label messed up the names, is the story. That's the rumor. It released with international artists in 1968, Power Plant by the Golden Dawn. They were from Austin, Texas, one of the great nexuses of acid rock. And then we're going to hear I'm Not Your Stepping Stone by the Flies. So you can tell I pulled a couple songs from the previous few semesters for the end here. The Flies released their cover in 1966 on Decca. They were from East London, having formed in 1965. And this is a slowed down take of the song written originally by the duo Boyce and Hart. However, I think the Monkees popularized it. We're going to be wrapping up here pretty soon. We got about 25 minutes left. So speak now or forever. Hold your peace until next week. 225-578-5578. Let me know what you want to listen to next time. But for now, here's the alphabetical order with another lo-fi cover, Under My Thumb. Yes, from Louisville, Kentucky. Here it is.
Down on the mountain. Stone.
The Flies from East London. That was their take on I'm Not Your Stepping Stone. The Monkees did it, Paul Revere and the Raiders did it, Minor Threat did it, and The Flies did it in 1966 on Decca. We got a few songs left. This next one you'll recognize too. It's by The Gestures. Run, Run, Run is the name of the song, 1964 on Soma Records. Yes, indeed. They were from Minnesota. Then we're going to hear Don't Be That Way by The Reasons Why. It's a 1966 B-side to their song Melinda, which released on Soundtrack Records. They were from Temple, Texas, out there near Waco. And then Don't Come With Me by The Sick Rose, the second track off their 1989 LP The Hot Roses, which released on their label Sick Rose Fans Club. I hope you enjoyed the show today. I actually had a few extra minutes here, so I threw in a White Stripes song. You'll know it. It's a cover. Yeah. Feel free to call in during these last 10 minutes, 225-578-5578. Let me know what you want to hear next week. Otherwise, I'll let you get to the rest of the music. I'll see you next Saturday at 10 a.m. for the next episode of The Fuzz. This is Mike the Distortionist. Saying toodaloodaloo. You.